Ready to make this football season unforgettable? Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can get off the sidelines and into the game. Kick off the football weekend the right way with BetMGM's legendary Thursdays. Take advantage of football promos all throughout the week, like no sweat tokens on Thursdays, boost packs on Sundays, and our ultimate team's free-to-play game on Mondays. BetMGM is keeping the action going all throughout football season. Don't miss a moment. It's all here. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's going on, y'all? What's popping, man? It's your boy Rel, a.k.a. Dolo, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to the show, Ramble with Rel, man. Let's go! You already know, man. Shout out to my first time viewer. Shout out to my last time viewer. Shout out to the people that's viewing this video, rather religiously on passing. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit that notification bell so you will be notified on live. Make sure y'all click the link tree down below, man. You know what I mean? I got some cool stuff, man. All my social platforms is in that link tree. If you want a percentage off of Fenty Savage, make sure y'all click that link tree in the description down below, man. All my socials, all my platforms is right there. If you want to donate to a brother, you know what I mean? The Cash App link is in the description down below. Hopefully y'all feeling good. Hopefully y'all feeling blessed. Hopefully y'all having a blessed day, ladies and gentlemen. And I am too. You know what I mean? This show is based on, you know, me rambling about whatever I'm thinking within that week. So whatever I think within a week span, whatever I got bottled up in my little peanut brain right now, I make sure I jot it down because these are the things that I want to ramble about.
We're not wrapping up none of camp, cuz. Straight helmet, cuz.
No wrapping up,
cuz. Wrapping up. Dang, around.
That's why I was ramble with Rel, man. But no further ado, you know what I mean? I'm not going to hold y'all up. You know what I mean? I don't really have a message of the day, for real. You know what I mean? Or the message of the night, or whenever you tune in, just make sure you get your popcorn, whatever beverage you're going to drink. If you smoke, get your smoke. Make sure y'all tune into a show, man. Let's go. Let's get it. I want to start off like this, right? So I was watching, you know, this video clip. Sorry, pardon me. I was watching this video clip that came across my Instagram timeline, right? Of what is deemed to be cheating, right? And it was a couple talking. And it was what was deemed to be cheating, right? So we about to react to this video, a couple of clips, matter of fact. We about to react to a couple of these clips to see if you know, he or she is tweaking or not. You know what I mean? To see if they tweaking or not. You feel what I'm saying? So let's play the clip right now.
I go out with my girls and a guy buys me a drink.
No.
Oh, I'm surprised at that.
It's not cheating. It's unbecoming.
That's cheating. That is cheating. Shouldn't no man buy you another drink? Or matter of fact, let me take that back. Men are men, so they're going to approach you. You shouldn't be accepting no type of drink from another man. Period. I don't care if he come off as friendly. Nah, that's flirting at the end of the day. Now you are susceptible. If
I bet every last one of you bitch ass niggas get a spending from school.
Lazy tongue ass.
Am I saying the right? Susceptible. Now you are susceptible to whatever conversation that he has in store for you. Now you are gullible. Now you are open. And you know when you under the influence, when you are inebriated, you know, the conversation start to flurry, start to, you know, blossom into this passion conversation. You know what I mean? So no man can't buy you a drink. You shouldn't even be allowing a man to buy you a drink. You know what I'm saying? What you should reply is, thank you for your consideration. I appreciate that, but nah, I'm good. You want to know why? Because that conversation, while you are inebriated, can lead to other conversations that can lead to other things because you are under the influence. No man should buy you another drink. Next.
Hey, come here. Look at me. Hey, look at me. What did I say? No. Come here. Look at me. Hey, look at me. No. Come here. Look at me. Hey, look at me. What did I say? No. Come here. Look at, hey, look at, you want to get, no.
If I'm out with my guys and we let some ladies come into our section.
Cheating. It's not cheating because I know y'all don't want to be around just men all the time.
I'm not trying to slap.
Honestly, you know, not no biased point of view. I don't think
a beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
That's cheating, but I feel like you should show some sign of respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take care of T-C-B. Oh!
Suck it to me. To your woman, because I know that you wouldn't even want that done. You wouldn't even want her to do that. You know what I mean? Being a section and having a bunch of guys in that section, because a lot of men tend to be insecure, or a lot of men tend to be jealous. You know what I mean? That's just in a man's nature. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just out of respect. I don't think that's cheating. And if you do have a lot of women in your section, then I think your woman should be aware about it. Either your woman should be around you, or your woman should be aware about it, of what's going on. So that way, you know what I mean? You can show some type of reinsurance to your relationship. You can show some reinsurance to her and stuff like that. I don't think it's cheating, but I think it is a level of respect that you got to have when situations like that happen. Either you got to kind of, you know, remove yourself from it, or have that conversation with your woman beforehand, or whatever the case may be, just a level of reinsurance and stuff like that. That's all I'm saying. Next.
If a guy asks me for my number and I give him my Instagram.
No, it's not cheating, because your Instagram is basically our couple's page.
Literally.
Listen, I don't care if you got a couple's page or not. You not giving no other guy your Instagram, your number, none of that.
No.
None of that. That is out the window, bro. No. I don't care who come up to you. No. Unless you got a business page. If you got a business page, if you like selling like food and stuff like that, you feel what I'm saying? If you selling clothes, if you selling eyelashes, makeup, dildo products, whatever you selling, bro, then cool, if you got a business page. But if you ain't got no business page, no, you shouldn't be giving your Instagram out to nobody. I don't care. That's cheating. Next.
Go out to lunch with a female friend solo.
Yes, definitely cheating. You should not be anywhere with a opposite sex friend without me. It's just, no, not
that's
happening.
That's why.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Listen, I feel like this, right? You shouldn't even put yourself in a position to like, okay, if you got a female friend, and if your lady know about the female friend, then that's a discussion that y'all could have. And if she cool with it, then cool. But if it's just like a random, for real, if it's a random and your lady don't know about this girl, you know what I mean? Then nah, like you shouldn't even put yourself in that position, for real. Don't put yourself in that position. You know what I mean? Don't put yourself in that position to make her think otherwise. You know what I mean? And it's vice versa, because with us guys, we wouldn't want that too. Like, why are you going on a lunch date with a whole nother guy? No, go on a lunch date by yourself. Listen, if it's not a group of y'all for real, going on a lunch date, if it's not like three girls, three guys, co-workers mingling and stuff like that, you're not about to have no one-on-one lunch date. No, it's a dub for that. I don't care. Y'all could call me crazy. I don't care. It's a dub for that. No way, Jose. Next.
I'm out with my girlfriends and a guy asks for a dance.
Is it a line dance? Is it the Cupid Shuffle? What kind of dance? Because I only know one way that you dance, and that's shaking that yash you got back there.
Shaking a little bit, but I'm a little bit distant. No. You ain't going for that one.
I'm not going for that one. Oh, okay. I don't sit right in my spirit.
So that's cheating.
Yeah, I think that's a little too far. If that's I walked cheating. In,
I'm definitely ain't going for that. No way, Jose. That is out. Finito. I'm not going for that. I'm not going for that. No, 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 no. Why you gotta dance on another man for? You know he gonna get bricked.
Bruh.
So you wanna feel another man's penis just flapping around your hiney?
What? What?
You wanna feel another man's penis flapping around your hiney? No. It's gonna be in the pants like this. You wanna feel that? No, that's cheating. That is cheating. And I want to get this straight, right? Because that's the end of the video clips, that there are a such thing as double standards. There's things that men can't do that women can't do. There's such things that women could do that men can't do. So there are double standards when it comes to certain things. But one of those standards for men is you are not allowed as a female to give another man a lap dance. That's cheating. Why are you letting his Slim Jim hop on your pancake patty? You know what I'm saying? No. No. Why you letting his flapjack hit your milk dud? No. No.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
It's a rap. It's a dub. No, not happening. Not happening. You know what I mean? That should not happen at all. Nah, listen, when I'm going to the club, yeah, it might be beautiful women and stuff like that, but I ain't about to get no dance. I'm going to just enjoy the scenery, and you should too. Let's go on to the next topic. This one right here is like, It be so mind-boggling to me, right? And like I said, man, it's rebel with rail, goddammit. This topic right here is so mind-boggling to me. So mind-boggling to me because I be trying to figure out, right? So girls on Instagram, right? I feel like when girls on Instagram are revealing, you know, are revealing themselves in all type of ways, I feel like that's equivalent to a guy sending a D-pic. Y'all can disagree with me or not, but the way that y'all shape and the way that y'all are revealing yourself, that is really unsolicited pics on all social platforms. So when a guy send a D-pic, y'all automatically get mad at that. Y'all don't want that. Well, what's the difference? We didn't ask for those pictures. Now, as men, we're not going to complain because we want to see it, but we didn't ask for that. You know what I mean? Y'all got y'all bras on with the nipples showing. Y'all got see-through bras, see-through panties. Y'all got them double D cannons. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as a guy hanging shit to the left, y'all want to feel some type, like y'all don't want that. Y'all didn't ask for that. So it's the same thing, bro. It's the same thing. Y'all are publicly putting out unsolicited pics, but then y'all got a problem when a man send you the hammer. Nah, we ain't asked for that. Even though we love it, we not complaining. We ain't asked for that. Y'all ain't asked for this, but y'all want to complain. It's the same thing.
Double standards.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we listen, like I said, bro, like, y'all think y'all look good with less clothes on. I think you look good with more clothes on or whatever the case. It don't matter. You're beautiful. But you ain't got to do all that extra stuff. But as soon as a guy send you a hammer pick from the Himalayan mountains, it's curtains for him. He deemed to be a PDF or something. Or whatever the case. Or he creepy or he weird. Like, come on, bro. Like, nah, man, double standards. On to the next topic. Another thing I had in my notes, right? Another thing I had in my notes is that, and this killed me, right? A lot of y'all be driving fancy ass cars. A lot of y'all be driving fancy ass cars, but your cars don't be matching your pockets and you just be making it. Y'all be living week to week. Y'all be having the new Benz. Y'all be having the new Chargers, the Hellcats, but your car don't match your pockets. I'm like, yo, that's backwards, bro. And granted, listen, I was there when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, I'm paying for everything that I did incorrectly when I was in my 20s. I'm paying for it now. So by time I get in my 40s, I'm good. But a lot of y'all don't even come to the realization that you're living backwards. I had to realize that like a couple years ago. You're living backwards. Your car don't match your pockets. You got a Tesla. Your car note is $800, $700, $600 a month. Your insurance is $400, $500, $600, $700. But you holding on. Every time we want to go out somewhere, you ain't got it. Every time we want to go out somewhere, you ain't got it. First of all, let's get this right. Rent high as dog giraffe ass right now. Rent high as hell. Electric bill high as hell. You want a high ass car note too? So you want to make it like you want to make it seem like you popping when you not. You know what I mean? You got to balance it out. You have to balance it out, bro. Get a car that's cool. I ain't saying get no lemon, get no bust down. Get a car that's cool. That ain't gonna break your pockets. But y'all trying to go out here and have a fancy car, but you're living check to check. And if you miss 1, 2, 3, 4 days, that's your ass. Every bill that's coming up, you now gotta postpone that 2 weeks later. Now you in a 3 month debt with your car note because you done pushed it back 3 times. But you're driving good, but your car tank is on E. Get your life together, bro. Get your life together. You heard it from Rail, a.k.a. Dolo. Scramble with Rail, goddammit. Brief intermission as I want to show y'all a little something that we used to do back in the day. You know what I mean? Brief intermission. You know what I mean? Brief intermission. Here we go. I can't believe I'm doing this. Let's go. Let's get it. Alright, that's all I wanted to do. That's all I wanted to do. Let's get back to the show. I got something for the fellas, man. This real rap, right? Because, you know, this whole Gucci Man thing and all this poo-shiesty stuff is going on and people calling him a snitch and they saying that, you know, he's justified for telling and, you know, the real dude in this situation is poo-shiesty and free-shiesty and all that. I'm gonna say this, right? I'm gonna say this real quick. I feel like if you 30 plus, and you know what, I'm going to say 32 because 30 is still, you know, 28, 29, 30. You know what I mean? You still not getting it for real. If you 32 plus and you still living by street rules, if you still living by street ethics, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You should have left that in your 20s, bro. You should have left that in your 20s. If you 32 plus and ain't about your money, taking care of your kids, if you got kids, if you ain't got kids, taking care of your family, and if you ain't got no family to take care of yourself, getting your mind, body, soul, mental right. If you're not trying to ascend upwards, if you still trying to be outside, like on the corner for real, I'm talking about all day. If you just go through, see what's up with your peeps, hang out for a little bit, boom, then be on about your business, I'm cool with that. But if you really just trying to be outside for real in the summertime and all you want to do is be outside, like on a corner, on the street, in the street, got it. I don't want to be around you for real. If you ain't really trying to get no pay, because I feel like, yo, as us growing up, we had too many examples of what not to do. On top of that, we was ignorant. So we made our mistakes when we were younger. You know what I mean? We made our mistakes when we were younger. So, you know, I'm not saying it was cool, but that was our culture. That was our lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? That was our lifestyle. You know what I mean? I done been through it. You know what I mean? I done been shot at, robbed, hella fights. You know, all of it, gang banging, all of it. I'm 34, bro. I don't want to go back. I love my kids. I love my life. I love peace. I love not looking over my shoulder. You know what I'm saying? I love going out. I like going out with my kids. You know what I mean? I like not having static with nobody. I really like not having static with nobody, bro. I love it. I like that I can live peacefully. I like that I can be drama free, man. Let's normalize that, bro. Let's normalize being trauma free. You know what I'm saying? Let's normalize that, bro. I like that. You know what I mean? I'm a civilian. I'm a civilian. You know what I mean? I don't want to live by no street code, bro. I got kids that I need to protect, provide for. You know what I mean? I got family. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get this paid. I'm trying to figure out how not to live check by check. I ain't got time for no streets. That's all been done with. That was in my 20s, bro. I figured it out. You know what I mean? I figured it out. So I do want to say this to everybody that's still in there. There's still a way out, bro. There's still a way out. It's never too late. It's never too late. And you got too many examples on TV, YouTube, in front of you that'll tell you, bro, that like, yo, they wish that they would have done differently. I know mad people that wish that they would have done differently. For real. Mad people. You know what I mean? And I'm certified. I'm well known. I know mad people that wish that they would have done differently. You know what I mean? I'm telling you it ain't too late, bro. I'm telling you it ain't too late. You know what I mean? Go be a working man. Go be a working man. You know what I mean? Go support yourself. It's nothing wrong with that, bro. And if you don't got a job, it's nothing wrong with starting from the bottom. It's nothing wrong with going to McDonald's, White Castles, Wendy's, Target, Walmart. You got to start from somewhere. You got to start from somewhere, bro. Don't be too prideful, man. Why? You too prideful because you think people going to judge you? You're a grown-ass man. Why you care? Why you care? Why do you care? You shouldn't be worried about nobody judging you or not. They ain't putting money in your pocket. You got to do what you got to do for yourself. Being outside, doing things the dumb way, I had to figure out that was the easy way. One of the hardest things to do is be an adult. One of the hardest things to do is take care of your priorities and take care of people. One of the hardest things to do is man up or woman up and take care of what you need to take care of. That's the hardest thing to do. The easy way is you know, I shouldn't even have to say it at this point. You feel what I'm saying? On to the next topic.
Hey, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hey, angle watch that. That is how your girlfriend needs to act, bro. Like, that is exactly how your girlfriend needs to act. If she don't act like that, bro, your girl going. But other than
that's exactly how.
Shout out her. She got a man.
My girl to be. The moment somebody trying to holler at you, bro, you should be walking past. Don't be giving nobody no time in the day. I don't care. Don't do it, bro. Don't get nobody. As soon as you turn around, be like, hey, what's going on? Now, you subject to whatever conversation that y'all about to have. Because, yo, men know how to slick talk. Bro, I'm a guy. I know it. The moment you turn around and give some type of interaction, he feel like now he could push it. Now he can push the boundary. Now he can ask you whatever you want to ask you. Now he can finagle his way in. You don't, nah, bro. And listen, I understand women be like, I answer back because of safety concerns or safety reasons and all that. I understand that. And if you do end up doing that, keep that to the minimum. Keep that to a minimum. Hey, how you doing? Respectfully, I'm already taken, but have a good one. Bam. Out. Out. Bang, bang, boogie to B. You out. Other than that, nah, bro. Nah. You keep going. You keep going. I don't want to hear nothing. No. I don't want to hear nothing. You keep going. Don't give nobody time in the day. You keep walking, bro. Keep walking. You know what I mean? Let's ramble with Rel, goddammit.
That concludes the show.
You feel what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody. Please make sure. Please, please, please make sure. If you want to support your boy, you know what I mean? Just hit that link tree in the description. All my platforms are there. Subscribe to my platforms. You know what I mean? Follow my platforms. If you want to donate, no pressure. The Cash App link is down there too. And you also got 60% off of Fenty Savage Fall. This your boy Rel, a.k.a. Dolo. You already know, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to Ramble with Rel, ladies and gentlemen. Gang, 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 gang.
Ready to make this football season unforgettable? Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can get off the sidelines and into the game. Kick off the football weekend the right way with BetMGM's legendary Thursdays. Take advantage of football promos all throughout the week, like no sweat tokens on Thursdays, boost packs on Sundays, and our ultimate team's free-to-play game on Mondays. BetMGM is keeping the action going all throughout football season. Don't miss a moment. It's all here. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.